Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ is in the studio with me.
I am.
You are here. You are here to witness history once again, I think.
Really?
Yeah, I think so. We're gonna
I didn't realize it was such a momentous occasion.
Well,
What's happening?
We have a major announcement to make on the show today.
We do? You mean you do? I don't know what it is.
Well, yeah, you do.
I do?
Yeah. Remember what we worked on this week? I know that was yesterday. You can't remember what happened 20 minutes ago.
Oh, that's an announcement? Okay.
Yes, because it's a kind of a big deal. We're announcing the next big Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise today.
Oh, the occasion.
It's official.
It's tied in with it.
Yes, it is kind of a big deal. So we just stick around. We're going to get to that in just a sec. We also connected via the web today. We got Casey from the Tobacco Hut, I believe. Casey, how are you, buddy?
I'm back.
Casey, welcome. Casey, what's up?
This is a good join us on because we got a major announcement. Yeah, this will kind of hit close to home.
I heard a major announcement about a cruise, but we can't talk about it right now.
No, well, we can. We're going to talk to it about it in just a sec. But I wanted to make sure I brought everybody into the fold here.
But
before
you told CJ he couldn't talk about it.
Well, not yet because I wanted to talk to you first.
I believe they call that a gag order.
Yeah, I believe that. That you might be. That might
I
be
have
correct.
Heard that CJ gags on a regular basis.
Okay.
Those are all unfounded.
So are you smoking sticks or have you turned to the wacky weed or something?
Because I've got my stick going. And
all right.
Beg your pardon.
Hello. All right. Well, we'll leave it at that for now. Walt DeMartini at the Gomez Hilton is also connected with us via the web. Walt, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing great today. It's a wonderful day here in South Florida.
Yeah, so the Gomez Hilton working overtime. I mean, actually, you got is the upgrade already complete that you've been working on this week or no?
That is, however, we got the Tiki Hut going in.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah.
Oh no, we're looking at another month for that.
Oh, probably. Okay. That's going to take
things
a while.
Things take time, Greg.
Yes.
Quality takes time.
Understood. Okay. Well,
but yeah. Right now the East Wing and the West Wing are entirely booked up solid.
Ah, very nice. Okay.
The only space available I have is in the marina.
Well, it is high season. You know, everybody wants to come down to, Florida right now. I mean, look at Chicago. Oh, my God. Have you seen the weather up there? All I can say to all my friends listening in Chicago today is glad I'm not you. And, we'll leave it at that. So, we have Walt, we have Casey, Jerry the Diver Guy is supposed to join us. He's threatened to do that as well as Pete from Scuba Board. But I guess we might as well go ahead and get to the big announcement. Are we ready, CJ?
Yeah. What's really trippy about this is I'm watching you. You're sitting right across from me, and I'm watching you on the live Facebook feed also.
Yes. So what is that like? Feel surreal? Is that what you're saying? Well, you can do that at home or wherever you may be on your phone, whatever, and listen and watch Scuba Radio today via Facebook Live. So we are doing that. But let's get to the big announcement. And it's not something I can just really, talk about. I mean, I could, but that would be too easy. We take a much more difficult approach and decide to put it to song. So this will lay the groundwork. Just listen in. Here we go.
One look at a lake and I'm grabbing some gas. Hey! gonna stop me, even hard bypass, no. So I may have nothing at all to prove. Well, getting wet is the way I get my groove again. Oh yeah, gonna jump right in and take a real long dive. Post a pic if I come out alive. Take in 2, 3, 4, even 5. Cause I can dive at 55. Oh yeah, I can dive at 55.
On a liveaboard trip, we're gonna tell you about it.
I can dive at 55.
You wanna join me?
That's right. Let's dive.
All you got to do is call up Explore Adventures. We are going to Saba, St. Kitts, May 12th through the 19th. My birthday is May 16th, so halfway through the adventure, I will be turning 55. And I can dive at 55 if you didn't quite figure that part out yet with the whole, you know, song.
That was a masterpiece.
Was it?
That was one of your better songs.
Really?
Yeah.
You like that, did you, CJ? Well, you know, I usually, you know, want to apologize.
No, that was a gift.
That was a gift, really?
That was a gift.
Hmm.
An audio gift.
All right, if you say so. I'm not so sure you
speak
for...
In fact, I wouldn't mind hearing it again sometime.
Really? Well, there's a chance it could pop up, whether you like it or not, a little bit later on in the show in a different format. Maybe more controlled, more concise. We will see. But yeah, the next Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise with Explore Ventures is going to be in Saba, St. Kitts, one of my favorite places to go. I mean, this was their first itinerary that Explore Ventures launched back in the day, like 30 years ago. And it's still just amazing every time you go. Just dive around the island of St. Kitts, maybe around Estacia, I mean, Saba, the island of Saba, St. Kitts, maybe the island of Estacia as well, if we're lucky. Sometimes we get to dive that area too. But we'll see. It's going to be an amazing adventure. I'm going to spend my 55th birthday there in Saba.
There are worse places to be.
Definitely. And, you know, so it will be a festive occasion. That will be some of the added color, I guess, to the festivities. Now, what it means, it doesn't mean you got to bring me a gift, even though I prefer large bills. I really don't, you know, I don't want gifts. I just... You know, cash is
that's
cash
just
is
practical.
King. Yeah, exactly.
You're a very pragmatic man.
But you know, I'm not going to hold anyone to that. Just come on out, join us while the spots are available, because it's not. We don't have a lot of time to plan for this one.
I mean, you're saying their presence will be present enough.
I don't know if I'd go that far.
To borrow a greeting
card. I would
card.
Prefer, you know, slip me a $100 bill or something. No, make it more.
Is that a tip, or I'm unclear? Oh, that's your birthday present.
We could call it a tip. Why not? Yeah, here's $100. Stay away from me, kid. You know, that kind of thing. You could do that on the boat. But it'll be a good time. Jerry the Diver Guy has connected with us now, too. And I guess this is news to him. Did you catch the song there, Jerry, or no? Or did
whatever.
Okay, he just logged in,
he really liked it.
I'm just here.
You're just here, okay.
I'm going to encourage everybody to give you $100 bills.
All right. Okay. I'm not going to dance for them, though.
Oh, yeah, you will.
No,
we'll get the spring water in.
We're going to go diving. Dance. We're going to have fun in Saba and St. Kitts and just hang out, celebrate a birthday maybe. Yeah, throw that in.
Everybody
Saba. Get a piece of birthday cake as a bonus. I bet we can get the cook to hook us up with something nice like that. But you don't got to bring nothing except yourself, your dive gear, and just have some fun for the week and enjoy the festivities while the spots last. 1-800-322-3577.
So we call this the Greg Holt Alive at 55 Tour.
Yes. Yeah.
Or Dive at 55.
I can dive at 55. Yeah, you know.
We should have shirts made.
Dive 55.
That's a good idea. Like you should do that.
Yeah, you think?
Jerry, you're a genius.
He is. That was remarkable what he did there.
Hey, could we just roll the hundreds up like a candle?
Hey, one at a time. Holy crap. Wait,
could we just roll the hundreds up?
Wait, stop it. I said one at a time.
You got to tell them which one. They don't know.
Yeah, KZ, you're on. What?
What if I just take the $100 bill, roll it up real tight, and light it like a candle and hand it to you? Is that okay?
You roll up $100 bills, the authorities may take notice.
Yes.
What do you think I light my cigars with?
Oh, well, that's true. He's kind of a high roller, Casey. All right, now you can go, Jerry. Do you have something to add, or was he just gibberish?
I was just aggravating Casey.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
The moment has passed.
I was just telling him he was old, you couldn't keep up no more.
Well, the only way to find out is to join me on that trip in Saba, St. Kitts, May 12th through the 19th with Explorer Adventure. It's going to be a party.
Diving the rock.
Okay,
Greg.
Yes.
I was wondering if old Greg was going to be on board.
Well, the second half of the trip, that may be the case. More coming up.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo with a buddy or group. Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explorer Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explorer Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explorer Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Saba, St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explorer Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Divers in the Know Dive with Dan, Divers Alert Network. DAN is the industry's largest association dedicated to scuba diving safety and has served divers for over 30 years. DAN provides emergency assistance, medical information, educational opportunities, trip insurance, and more. Whether you're just learning scuba or a veteran, a DAN membership just makes good sense. Sign up and take advantage of the many benefits DAN offers by going to dan.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
As entertainment director of this cruise, I've made reservations for you to join me at the bottom of the sea for the annual codfish ball.
Come along and follow me to the bottom of the sea. We'll join in the jamboree at the codfish ball. Lobsters dancing in a row, shuffle off to Buffalo. Jellyfish sway to and fro at the codfish ball.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ is in the studio with us. Also, we have Jerry the Diver Guy, Captain Walt DeMartini, and Casey from over the Tobacco Hut in Tampa with us as well today. And we got a few other folks that might join us throughout the show today. Codfish, lobster, moving to and fro. You know, I've seen some interesting video this week that I want to throw out there to the gallery and see what they think. One involved kind of a codfish or a grouper, a Goliath grouper. And supposedly this video is from Cuba. And it looks old to me, but it could be a Cuba video because some of the stuff that they have there isn't quite as up to snuff as far as like the video quality and stuff like that. But the video says it's from Cuba, and a guy is being approached by a Goliath grouper. big old fish, bigger than him. And it's coming right up to him, swimming right up into his face. And it looks pretty cool. I'm like, wow, that is pretty awesome. This grouper seems friendly, as some grouper can be. I've seen very, you know, we see a lot of, tame type Nassau grouper throughout the Caribbean. And they'll come up to the divers. I mean, I've experienced that in the Turks and Caicos where we had Oscar, who would come up and like look right in your face, and you could reach up under and tickle his belly, and he'd like kind of move to the side, like, yeah, right there, that's the spot. And it was a very cool interaction. Now, you know, these grouper have been acclimated to the divers. They've probably been fed at one time or another, and that's why, you know, they didn't have any fear of the divers, and they'd kind of, you know, got used to the divers coming around and that kind of thing. Now, look, I'm not going to get into the big should you feed them or not issue. I don't care. I like it. I like it a lot to be able to get up close and personal with a grouper like that. However, this Cuba grouper or Goliath grouper, I'd never seen that kind of, you know, interaction with a fish that big. I mean, this thing was massive. I mean, the size of a VW bus, and it swims up to the diver, and he's like, you know, tickling it under his mouth, and he's looking at it, and he's kind of pushing it here and there and showing it to the camera a little bit. And then as he turns away, the grouper kind of sank down below his, not below his waist, but down by his BC pocket, and all of a sudden it went for it. And whatever he had in his pocket, which might have been some fish or food that he had been feeding the critters before or something, went everywhere.
So you can't tell what it was.
Couldn't really tell. But, I mean, it looked like, you know, the grouper was like, hey, he has fish. Yeah, I want some of that. And the fish went for it. And then, man, it created a firestorm online as far as comments and things like that.
Did the diver panic, or was
no, he
calm?
Didn't. He just like, hey, pushed it away, and like, hey, you can't have my fish kind of thing, even though it was too late at that
might
point.
Might as well give it to him.
Well, he kind of like got it. He cracked the bag open, and, you know, a cloud of fish guts went everywhere.
Fair enough.
Yeah. But it created all these comments like, oh, that's what you get for feeding the fish. How dare you? You're lucky he didn't eat you, and all this kind of stuff, and all this second guessing of what happened and what was
duh,
it.
I'm not that. Made of fish.
Yeah, but the thing was, this Goliath grouper could have easily put him in his mouth.
Wow.
So, you know, it's easy to take cheap shots and saying, all right, well, you shouldn't feed the fish because this is what happens, and you could get eaten. Well, you know what? I bet you that diver, if he would have actually gotten bit, he wouldn't blame anyone but himself. Like,
you know,
yeah,
what?
You know, that's what can happen.
You know what, though, Greg? Sometimes, someday, in a not-too-distant future, the time will come when the fish will be feeding us.
Will be feeding us?
Yeah, they'll be feeding us.
How so? What do you mean? Mm-hmm. Like, explain. Like, you know, once I become 55 and I can't feed myself, I can rely on the grouper to feed me?
I don't think it's going to be it. It's what? More of a thing when the robots take over.
How many pound grouper was this thing, Greg? Was it
had
300-400 pounds?
At least. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I've seen several of those fish. 300-400 pound ones.
Yeah, oh, yeah. They're monsters.
Some of them off Destin, Florida, too.
Yeah, we have them in Florida quite a bit. Uh-huh. I mean, supposedly this video is taken in Cuba. And I say that supposedly because I have no idea. Could be, you know, this is posted up online. I mean, the video is the video, and you can watch it and make your own, you know, have your own opinion on what happened.
Hey, maybe the tables have turned, you know, because I think grouper's delicious.
Well,
so maybe
they're,
you know,
protected here, CJ, in Florida. The Goliath grouper are, so, you know,
well, whatever I'm eating is good eating.
Well, that's going to be another topic we get into here today. You know, what's the best way to eat these critters that you like so much sometimes?
Blackened.
Mm-hmm. Maybe.
Blackened.
Little lemon.
Deep fried.
But as far as, you know, the grouper itself, I'm
beer batter.
What I don't like is when I see a video come out online like that, and everybody pounces. All the trolls get on there, and they start saying, oh, yeah, see, that's what happens. You should never touch the fish because they'll eat you, or this is what happens, and it's bad for them, and it's bad for you, and
yeah, and
he's
also
lucky.
The mucous membranes.
But in
mucous membranes.
But it's one of the coolest things to witness underwater yourself when you have an interaction like that. That is, I mean, who knows what was going through the grouper's mind? Was the grouper just wanting to get at his fish?
He's hungry.
Was he, you know, some of the trolls were like putting, you know, scripts to the video and like thinking for the grouper, like, okay, he's looking at him. They say, should I eat him? Should I not eat him? You know, and it was kind of funny when you think of it that way.
Like puppets.
Exactly. Which is just the dumbest idea on the planet. Who would ever want to?
Stupid.
Anyway. But the thing is that, I mean, we don't know what the grouper was thinking. Was the grouper like, hey, it's Charlie. It's Charlie the diver.
We won't know until the autopsy results are back.
It's Charlie of the sea.
Yeah, he gives me food every now and then. I'm going to come up and say, hey, Charlie, what's up? You got anything for me? You don't got anything for me. Why are you giving me? And I see the stuff in your pocket. You're not just happy to see me. There's something there. I want it.
Grouper,
come on, Charlie.
It.
Yeah. And then he went
up.
But if Charlie, I mean, if the grouper was angry.
Wait a minute. Which one's Charlie?
Charlie is the diver.
Okay.
I'm just calling him Charlie from Cuba.
Charlie, are you a Vietnam vet?
He's Cuba.
He could be. Cuba. I don't know. He was in Cuba. Why would he do that?
He's in Cuba going to
Cuba. Charlie.
You got me all discombobulated. I lost my place.
Thank you.
Charlie.
That's Ho what he does. Trail. That's what Curly Johnson does. All right.
Who
more
that?
Coming up. Should have called him Curly.
It's Charlie.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ is in the studio with me. All right, so I'm telling this story about this video of a grouper coming up to the diver, and then he kind of comes after the diver's food in his BC pocket. He probably had something in there because stuff went everywhere. You saw a cloud of fish guts is
debris.
What it looked like. Yes. So it looked like, and he just pushed it off. It was like no big deal. But the fish was big enough where it could literally have swallowed him whole.
His head or his entire body?
Probably his entire body.
Really?
It was a massive Goliath.
I got to see this video.
Yeah. Pretty cool. I mean, but everybody's trying to guess what the grouper was thinking. Don't do that. You should never, you know, interact with them like that. I'm like, what are you kidding? That's a dream come true. If they could only talk, like last week, you know, when I discovered that the killer whales can talk. We had proof. You missed this, right, CJ?
Yes, I did.
A lot of people had comments about this.
Is there any way you can play it for me?
Well, okay, because since you weren't here, went over like a lead balloon with everybody else on the staff. So let's see if you have any different.
Hello.
See?
Hello.
Hey.
1, 2, 3. Bye bye.
Yeah, the last there was some. I think there's some confusion with killer whale speak when it comes to saying the word three, because that sounds like number two. And when
Definitely.
They say bye bye, that sounds like Nelson from The Simpsons. And I'll tell you, we did get several emails from folks over the week that agreed with me. My perception of that was in agreement with most. And you, CJ?
That was amazing. I'm stunned.
Yeah. We can talk, or I should say the killer whales are being taught how to talk.
Where is that being done?
I think Cuba. We'll go with Cuba.
Come on.
It's some marine park.
I didn't hear the accent. I did not hear the accent.
You didn't hear that?
No.
I
don't think Cuba.
It was one of those places where they have killer whales. It was a marine park. So it was in an aquarium kind of
somewhere.
Thing. Somewhere where they speak fish. See, if we could teach the grouper how to speak, he'd be able to tell us instead of people just second-guessing what he's thinking on the internet. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Radio.
You're listening to Scuba Radio, 20 years and still sucking.
You suck.
On air.
Hey, come on.
That sting.
You can hear it on Scuba Radio, the world's first scuba diving show. From Captain Ron to Jacques Cousteau, they all love Scuba Radio. On the boat or down below, if you want to stay in the know.
Did you ever think about that? I didn't know.
If you be pressurized there, you'll want to be there on Scuba Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ's in the studio with me, connected via the web today. We got Jerry the Diver Guy, Captain Walty Martini, Casey.
Barry the Boater is listening too.
Barry the Boater is with us too. Barry, how are you, my friend?
I'm here.
You are here. That's all that matters. And
he's there.
Doesn't matter how he's doing, as long as he's here, I guess.
Yeah. I finally got out of work.
Finally got, okay. Yeah, well,
four-letter word that we don't need to say.
Well, that's true, but you know, the show starts at 3 o'clock. Ask the killer whale. That's three.
Are you sure that was?
Starts at
that
three.
That sounded like another kind of fish.
No, that was
that sounded
killer
like a
whale.
Great white
sounded
shark.
Like a number two.
That's after you see the great white shark. You go.
Yeah.
No, the great white shark.
Oh, shark?
Mm. Okay, let's just
that
stop.
That sounded like.
Let's just stop and stop
I can
picking
say
on,
that.
Stop picking on the killer whale's Cuban accent, CJ. Come on. What is wrong with you? And
I heard those sounds coming from the east wing of the Gomez Hilton the other night.
Oh, well, so he's had some killer whale guests lately there visiting. That's very nice. And when they left, they said, maybe? Or did they say anything? I don't know.
I said, no more F-chicks.
I don't know what that means. Typically, they would just say, bye-bye. That's what it is, bye-bye.
Somebody's in the garage.
You think? You think that's what it is?
Shh. Be very, very quiet. They're hunting rabbits.
Okay. All right. There's some crazy stuff going on with our crew today. The spring water is flowing, and other things are being inhaled, I think, or a combination
Somebody
of the
sniffing
two.
Crack.
Yeah, okay.
You sniffing crack.
All right, you didn't have to really say it out loud, but that's okay. Anyway, you know, we got the video. I mean, Jerry, what do you think about that kind of stuff? Do you think it's cool when we have the opportunity to interact with a grouper that's, you know, three times as big as we are and get up close and personal like that? Or what do you feel? How do you feel
I
about
I've personally
that?
Interacted with them, and yeah. I think it's very cool. I've never tried to feed one, though.
Yeah, you know.
I've never had that problem.
I think... You know, when you talk to most people, and this could apply to shark feeds and any kind of critter encounter. Personally, I don't want to do it either, really. But the people that do it and you know, just like they're working with a big dog or, you know, a pet or
it's
something
like Siegfried and Roy. Like a lion tamer.
Well, that's where you're getting into like great whites and stuff. That's why that's a little trickier situation.
And you met Siegfried, didn't you?
I did actually.
Oh,
Jerry and
did.
We did. Jerry and I did.
Anyway, I digress.
Yeah, but I mean, when it
Super
comes to
guy.
Like, yeah, he was really nice. And but the thing is that when it comes to getting up close and personal, I love it. I love to see.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to touch. I wouldn't touch a grouper. I'd love to see it.
Have you ever had a grouper drum at you?
A grouper? Oh, you a thump? You mean?
Well, CJ, thump, which it was.
CJ, you swam with groupers when we did the that dive down in the Keys, the creature feature.
Yeah, well, there's a grouper that down
yeah,
there.
Slate Cap Slate yep. has a grouper.
Not as big as like you know. Volkswagen.
Well, yeah, not a Goliath grouper monster.
But
like these.
Some cool grouper.
Yeah,
yeah
I mean,
no, it was
I,
a small Goliath grouper.
Right. But size matters. I mean, that's what my point. Is. When you see this video and you see how big the fish is, do I think that is a very cool interaction to see? And would I have been honored to be there in the water with them to watch this diver kind of have this relationship with the group. I've been
well,
like that.
I
it's freaking
call it
cool.
A relationship.
Well, it is. It's like a trust thing between the fish and the diver, you know, and look, hey, can it go sideways on you? Of course it can. Just like if you know, you have a big dog you're playing with, and you're and all of a sudden he gets a little too aggressive and you know, bites your hand or something. Would I want to be the guy doing it? No. Do I like to see it? Of course I do. I think it's kind of cool to see how we can you know, get those bonds of trust underwater.
So
like
you
that.
Are one of those weird perverts that like see people get mutilated.
I'm a voyeur in that sense, I guess. Sure. But I just think, you know, it's cool to see how far we can, you know, nurture
you
that.
You
got to
push your limitations.
Yeah, but I don't personally want to do it. I would like to see someone else do it who has more time to work with the animal a little
bit. More time to heal after the injury.
Yes. And when you talk to them, when things do go awry.
Maybe less of a bleeder.
They're never the ones who complain. It's always the other people that are saying, oh, he shouldn't have done that. Well, you know, he knew what he was doing. He knew things could go south on
it's
him.
It's always fun to ask them, did you learn anything?
Well, yeah, right, hurt? Right. And, you know, but I don't know that I agree with the fact, like, they shouldn't be doing it, period, is my point. You hear what I'm saying? You know, you're always going to have some people that are going to push the envelope a little bit in that regard. And that's where we find out how far you can go. And what you can learn, you know, get out of it. I mean, it's kind of neat to see the
dive
grouper.
And let dive.
Say that again. Who was that?
Dive and let dive.
Dive and let dive.
That's Pete.
Oh, there you are, Pete. I don't see you, but I hear you. Oh, well, Pete from Scuba Board is with us right
I'm
now.
Here.
There you. Yes,
hello,
I see you now.
Pete.
Hello, Pete.
Yeah. Have you ever
Howdy,
dove the
Pete.
Caster?
Cole dove the caster. Where's
down Boynton Beach?
I don't. That doesn't sound familiar. What's the caster?
Yeah, they have a Jewfish.
Goliath grouper. Be politically correct, will you? Hold on.
Well, no.
No.
Politically correct is calling the Jewfish not after the Jews' worst enemy in the Bible, Goliath. I'm sorry, that's like wrong.
Oh, are you Jewish?
I thought he was going to say Hitler for a second.
Okay, well. No,
Goliath was the Jews' worst enemy in the Bible, and they took this wonderful fish, and they renamed it after the Jews' enemy. I just find that super
ironic. But David
ironic
killed Goliath.
And I
okay
refuse to use the G word.
All right, well, you know what?
But David killed Goliath.
All right.
When you put it that way.
When you have Jerry the Diver
exactly
guy.
Exactly.
Calling someone out for being politically correct. That's
I like
impressive
that. I've learned something
yes
today. Maybe I'll start calling it a Jewfish.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's what they, you know, when we started Scuba Radio, everybody called him Jewfish.
That's what I learned.
And then there's like, oh, no, you can't call them Jewfish. They're Goliath grouper. So, actually, I'm kind of with
so the Jews are not offended by that.
It's a big-ass grouper.
Not at all.
It was the other people.
Fact,
just like the
Jews, when it got renamed, the Jews actually circulated a petition to not rename Jewfish Creek down in the Keys.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it's like, hey, look, what are you taking away our fish and our bridge for? Yeah, it was the other people. Whatever, you know.
Historically, it was the jewel fish, but yeah, someone with a southern accent said it.
Aha,
Jerry.
That was me.
They got blue speckles in their face, which look like jewels.
Of course.
That wasn't a southern accent. That's
you know what? I have no idea if any of this stuff Pete is spouting
sure
is
sounds,
true.
Sounds legit.
But it's an awesome story. And we never let the
sounds
truth
like
get
an internet fable
of one of those. Yeah,
well, Barry doesn't agree.
Back to yeah,
it's an internet fable, like all the other ones.
All right,
now you know
hey,
the
urban
of the story.
Yeah. So, but get back to your story, Pete. We got a little sidetracked, which is shocking on this show.
What
the caster will have up to 50 of these Jewfish, and the sound I hear by him is exactly that. I call it a gronk. And it's a supersonic. They actually suck the water in so fast that it's the supersonic
yeah
noise that you're hearing. And if they're close enough, it'll damage your ears. And I've had ringing for weeks after being drunk.
I've felt the vibration from them.
Yes.
It's a slam when they slam their gill plates together, right? Their gills together.
Yeah,
right?
Like a smack. Like a smack
well,
ya.
Actually, yeah. It's their sex how they feed. It's how they feed.
Wow.
They just suck it in sonic sound wave under the water, and it can hurt. And I've encountered them in wrecks where I'm going down a hall,
right,
and all of a sudden I notice another defensive thing is to gronk you, and it hurts.
Gronk you. You've been gronked. It does sound like that. Well, you know, I've heard it called thumping, you know, being drummed or whatever, but, you know, gronking, okay.
If you're a Patriots fan.
But the Castor is what? Is that a wreck,
Patriots,
off of South Florida? Is that what you're talking about?
It's a wreck.
Okay.
So the MV Castor off of Boynton Beach.
Mm-hmm. All right. So they just loaded up and
saying you can see 50 of these guys at the right time of the year. There's always two or three Jewfish on the Castor.
Yeah.
But it can grow to be 50 or so. And seeing that much biomass is just amazing.
Well, so wait a minute. Were you like gang gronked or something? Or by several at one time?
I've only been gronked by one Jewfish at a time twice.
Wow. Well, I don't know what to think of that. That sounds
usually
like
I
you
only
need
get
therapy.
Gronked at spring break.
Yeah. It sounds like something to mark off the list.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explorer Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explorer Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explorer Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explorer Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Explore new places. Make new friends. Do cool things. With more than 70% of our planet covered in water, why limit your possibilities for happiness and enjoyment? Let the National Association of Underwater Instructors, NAUI, lead you in your quest for underwater exploration and entertainment. Visit a NAUI facility or locate a NAUI instructor near you at NAUI.org.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Here comes old Greg. He's a scaly manfish.
He is Greg the Dive Master.
What you doing in my waters?
The show is a disaster.
I got something to show you.
He's Greg the Dive Master.
Hi there.
Master. Dive Master. Dive Master. Dive Master.
Oh. Come on, Greg.
Yeah, thanks.
Pleased to meet you.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm Nart.
Right.
Hello, fishies.
Don't get too close. My name's Joe. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am old Greg the Dive Master.
You're a scaly manfish.
CJ is in the studio with me. We got Pete from Scuba Board. We got Jerry the Diver Guy. We got Barry the Boater. Walt DeMartini and Casey. A full crew connected via the web today. Now,
it's good to be back. I don't think that I'm humbled and, I mean, thankful that the gift basket wasn't necessary. There's no way I can eat all these crackers.
Okay. Well, I mean, I know you're on a low-carb thing, but, you know, it's Saturday. It's a cheat day.
We'll spread something on there, like some onion jam or maybe some guacamole.
Hmm. That sounds delicious. All right. So I don't know what's going on in the room there, boys. It looks like Pete from Scuba Board's having some issues. I'm looking at the screen, and he kind of connects, and then he doesn't. He just moved to a new location, far out in the boonies of cave country, and I have a feeling he's having some internet issues. Jared the Diver Guy, come in. Is that the case? What's going on?
He's out in the boondocks. He's having internet
that
problems.
Troubles me.
What's that?
When you talk about someone living in cave country, the only thing I can think of is hostages.
Why is that?
Trouble.
Why?
Trouble brewing.
Trouble brewing in cave country, you think?
Yeah. Whenever there's caves, it's usually bad news.
Well, no. The caves are...
Unless you're Daffy Duck and you find a treasure.
This is high season, just like the Gomez Hilton. It's high season for tourists to come down and stay with Captain Walt. It is high season for cave country right now. Now, I think we got Pete back.
Spelunking?
No.
It is.
Yeah, okay. Hey, Pete, how are you, buddy?
I am back. Can you hear me now?
Yes. I hear you now.
Come in, Pete.
You sound a little bit more like you're, you know, through a megaphone, but hey, that'll just add to the effect.
Sounds like a walkie-talkie. Sounds cool.
Well, I would
come in,
like
over.
I'm in a cave.
Two cans in a string.
Hello. Yes. Hello. Come on.
All right. Charlie. Pete, after every sentence,
all right, just quiet.
On a Ho Chi Minh Trail. Charlie's there.
Man, you guys.
The man's in a cave. Come on.
Okay.
Pete, since you're down in cave country,
I live
just
in cave
know.
Country.
Yeah, he lives in cave
country. Have you been out diving with the manatees lately?
Mm-hmm. Pete?
Every time I try to get out of the water to save the manatee, people keep pushing me back
in. Oh, that's...
What's up with that?
Quit.
Put on bump.
He's so... I don't know.
Actually...
You've lost a lot of weight.
So you
quit
know
that.
I'm pounced now.
Can I try something new now?
Yeah, what?
Just see what, you know, see if it sticks.
Okay, what?
Pete the Caveman.
Pete the Caveman instead of Pete from Scuba Board?
Yeah.
Mm. It's easier to say.
Those that don't know, Pete has lost some weight.
He has.
He really looks good now.
So
he
we don't need
excellent.
We can leave the manatee jokes alone. However, it is manatee
That's
season
right.
In your neck of the woods, right, Pete? Or right, Caveman? He's not going to respond.
Although it's at the end of manatee season.
It's the end of manatee season. Okay, it's already starting to warm up a little bit.
But manatee!
Yeah, things are starting to warm up on the river.
Yeah? So you're not seeing as many manatee in your neck of the woods then? Or
manatee?
Pete?
We hardly see manatee this far up the Suwannee where I'm at.
Okay. You're up the Suwannee River.
They like Crystal River. They like the warmer rivers. The Suwannee, you remember, comes out of Okefenokee Swamp up in Georgia.
Yeah.
And gets formed up by the springs.
How's
but
it go?
Not that much.
Way
Crystal River
down,
is all Florida water.
Way down upon the Suwannee River.
Oh, my poor ears.
Yeah, 5 minutes from Suwannee.
5 minutes from Suwannee, are you? Okay. So, but I don't know.
Lee County, let me put
All right, well, let's get back on track or make an attempt slightly. So there's not as many manatees because it's the end of season. There's a few. But the question is, do you like the... Would you rather be called caveman or... No, that's not the
Batman.
Question.
Batman.
No, that's not it at all. Do you like your new digs? I mean, I've been seeing the update. You raised the roof this week, didn't you? Raised a roof or something?
Well, no. That's going to happen. That's going to happen March 10th.
March 10th.
He doesn't have a roof over...
Put the new roof on the workshop.
Uh-huh.
He doesn't have a roof over his house?
The new roof on the workshop.
Yeah.
Pete,
workshop.
Pete, are there bats in the caves?
New roof on the workshop.
All right. But
not in these caves. Well, actually, we do have a bat cave at Ginny Springs.
Yes.
And there are plastic bats that are hung there.
Plastic bats.
I was going to say that's so cool, but now it's not.
Now, they're just little trinkets.
Like wiffle bats?
Actually,
no.
If you get back to the bat cave, you've done a good job.
Why is that?
It's way back there.
Oh, it's just because it's a far distance. It's a challenging trek through the cave
You know
system,
who I bet it? Would have the easiest time getting back to the bat cave?
Who's that? Caveman?
I'm
Batman.
European models? Russian mail-order brides?
Russian men order brides.
Mail order brides.
Oh, mail order. Yeah.
Seems like you know something about that, CJ.
I'm just saying, if you're Bruce Wayne, you
I'm
know,
Batman.
Who's getting in the Batcave and who isn't?
So you're saying Twiggy would be a good cave diver.
Who?
What about Squeaky?
You know, isn't she like the real, like orexic, anorexic type?
No, yeah.
You would think the back cave would have better internet.
You got to put bolt-ons on her.
So if there's plastic bats, do they have wiffle balls hanging?
Oh, brother. Let me just kill this mic. All in for the zinger at the end of hour one. God bless them. All right, obviously, the beverages are flowing, the smoke is billowing, and we are having a good time here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Hour two is on deck. We got much more to come. Big Wave Dave is up in Chicago. Glad we're not him, but he's going to do a report from the adventure show up in that neck of the woods. That and much more. Stick around for hour two coming up soon.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.